Okay, hi, we are at the Satya rooftop. My name is Priyanka.
My name is Leah.
My name is Tom.
And this is our first time recording an episode. For that, we've decided on a topic, and Leah has come up with a question. And the question is,
if you had to choose your last meal, what would it be?
And why did you come up with that question?
Because I love to eat and love food, so I spend a lot of time thinking about it. But more than that, I think that food is more than just, you know, taking in nutrients to stay alive. It's cultural and it's emotional, and it tells you a lot about yourself. And so I think it's an interesting question to ask of people.
Today we're talking about food and what is your last meal going to be. So we have Miss Leah, and she has an answer ready for us.
Okay, so I come from a big Italian family, and so food is a really big part of what we do. I think I would want a meal with them, not only because it would be delicious, but also because every time we eat together, it's like a, you know, multi-hour, you know, we'll start at like 1 in the afternoon and it goes till 9 at night or something like that for, you know, when the whole family's together. So it's also a strategic move because I would get, I would have a little bit more time, I think, but and delicious. My grandmother would probably make, I don't know, everything.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, so Priyanka also has her answer ready, so I'll pass it over to her.
All right, if I had to have a last meal, this might sound a little corny, but I think I'd like a good, warm, home-cooked meal, you know, with my mom cooking the traditional dal bhat, tarkari and all that, and especially the achar. You cannot miss the pickle. My home has the best pickle, so yeah, I think that would definitely make a good last meal. All right, Tom also has an answer. If you had to have a last meal, what would it be?
My last meal would definitely be a cheesecake. I'm not much of a food person because I don't have any favorite food, but I'm a dessert person, so cheesecake would definitely be my answer, and even my friends love it, so we'll have a nice get-together and then maybe cheesecake, yes.
Alright, if the food was bad, your last meal it was bad, what would you do?
My cheesecake was bad, and I'd probably try to find a good one in another restaurant. There's this restaurant called Jardot in Jamsik Hill, which has this fabulous cheesecake. It is expensive, but I think I'd go there. I'm sure it won't be bad, I have a feeling.
I've heard that the one at Sigma is supposed to be really good too. Have you? Which of those?
I have tried that, but I don't think so. It's as good as the Jardot one.
Well, since mine is a home cooked meal, I don't think that there's any possibility of it going bad, because the way my mom does it, she's too good to make a bad meal, I think. So, no such possibilities here. How about you?
I feel exactly the same way. I can't conceive of a way that it could possibly be bad. If I was eating with my whole extended family and my grandmother was cooking, there's no way.
No, right. But what if?
What if? It was I guess that would mean the world had ended, so there'd be, I don't know, it would be really, that would be a really shitty way to go out on a bad meal. It's like when you have a whole bowl of strawberries or something and they're all delicious and then the last one is terrible. It's like makes the whole thing bad. The other thing that we were wondering is, one thing to know what you'd want to have, but the where you eat also makes a difference. So what do you guys think? Where would you want to have the last meal?
All right, well, even if it is a home cooked meal, I don't think I'd like it at my dining table, because we do that every day. Well, let's make it a bit more extravagant. Go abroad, maybe, not even over here in this country, since it's the last meal, right? Why not do it over the top? So perhaps, well, my mom loves beaches, so perhaps over there, a nice beach home cooked meal thing. Maybe sounds good.
Sounds good to me. I have to keep sand out.
Yeah.
Even I want to do like something extravagant, but I don't think so if it's possible or not. It's a cliche to go to France, Paris, and then eat something, eat cheesecake, of course, at the Eiffel Tower with probably my friends.
Okay. Yeah. So what about you?
I think that I would still want to have it at home, but not around, like you said, not around the dining table, because that's where you do it every night. But at home, we don't have nice weather like this all the time. it's usually cold. So whenever during the summer, you know, when it's really warm out, we're able to eat on the backyard, in the backyard. And that's always something so nice about having a home-cooked meal in the sun and the warmth. Or as the sun's going down, it's just, that's where my favorite meals are, I think. So that's where I'd want to be.
Yeah, well, I think that's another thing. Like, you should not only be able to control the meal, but also the weather, right?
Yeah.
Make it sunny, not too hot, not too cold, light breeze going through, right?
Yeah. Only we could control that that we were not about to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, after all those fabulous answers, we've come to the end of our first episode. So, before we wrap up, my question to you audience is, if it was your last meal, what would it be? On that note, thank you for listening to us and have a good day.